Talking today with Ben Hale from Western Livestock, and this week numbers a little bit down from last week, and also I guess went down a little bit from a year ago, Ben. But prices are just dandy. Wow.
Yeah, I mean it is. I guess we should go back and look how long me and you've been talking. It just goes up every week, it seems like. But you know, 6,500 and I can't even remember exactly what they called it. Probably 4 to 10, some better on some places. But that, you know, that on feed report that come out Friday, probably the best one I ever remember seeing as far as being bullish, which we knew they were tight. And some of these feed yards that I've talked to about their February placements just being, you know, half to three quarters. So, you know, all the fundamentals of it look like this thing's going to be extremely stout. We had a lot of them feeder cattle weighing in the tight sevens, a little more, bring over $3. You know, and the grazers weighing in the tight seven weigh over 315, 16.
I know that looking at the USDA report, I mean, the 6 to 7 weights, they said up to $15 higher. That's strong.
That's a step. Yes. Yes, it is. And it was very active. You know, we've got at least one guy down from up north, you know, that sure been driving that 7 weight deal that sometimes on some of them better ones, I mean, they will absolutely give some for one now.
And so I get, you know, obviously anybody selling cattle right now has got to be happy.
Yes. Not getting any complaints about that from the lightweights on up. You know, we just, those 5 weights, we're lucky when we felt good about them. We got over 3. Now we just kind of set them in at 350 and they go. And bulls won't be much behind them. It's just a great time to be marketing cattle right now.
I guess
the problem is there's just not a lot of them around.
Yeah, I guess what anybody wanting to hold back some females, well, yeah, that makes the decision just a little tougher, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I know some guys are holding some back, and we've bought several for some guys over the last month and a half. So there's a little bit of that going on, even as dry as it is around, you know, and this wheat stressing a little bit. You know, there's pockets got rain, but overall, we need a pretty big general rain out west and south and southwest, just a pretty big need for it right now.
Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from both Comanche and Woodbury for this week?
They're going to be lighter. Comanche's going to have a pretty good run tomorrow and got some cows. And then Woodward will probably be about like it was last week, maybe a little more on Thursday.
Folks want to talk to you about, you know, doing business with any of these markets. Well, a commission firm in Oklahoma City, Comanche, Woodward, how do they get a hold of you?
We'd love to visit with them. Just call me on my cell phone, 940-631-2333. We'd love to earn their business.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale, Western Livestock. If you want to check their website out and learn more about Western Livestock Commission Firm, the Comanche Market, the Woodward Market, Knoxville, Iowa as well, you can go to westerncommissioncompany.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.